Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. As we begin our eighth series, we take a little break from the sonnets, to which we shall return, to focus on the individual words that Uncle Will penned into existence. Now, have you ever come across a scheme, or a person, for that matter, that is marked by capriciousness, recklessness, or foolishness? Have you ever been called John?
Why, Johnny Tyler! Madcap!
Doc?
Where you going with that shotgun?
Now, even if your name does happen to be Johnny Tyler, I'm sure that you have a fine reason for running around with that shotgun. But leave that aside, as Uncle Will wouldn't know what a shotgun was. More importantly is the character or behavior of Johnny, as remarked by Doc Holliday, played brilliantly by Val Kilmer in the film Tombstone. He calls him a madcap, for rather hastily and insanely looking to gun down Wyatt Earp. Now, as we know, Uncle Will was immensely fond of his vocabulary, and when a word he wanted was either in a form that would not suit his purpose, he could quite happily turn a noun into a verb, or an adverb. Or if he was feeling incredibly madcapish, see what I did there, he would go right ahead and conjure the word from the ether. William was first struck with the madcap desire to invent madcap while he was penning The Taming of the Shrew, somewhere on or before the 11th of June, 1594, as that was the first recorded performance at, no sniggering please, Newington Butts Theatre in London. The play so far. Baptista, a wealthy Italian landowner, has two daughters, the sweet and mild Bianca and the strong-willed and difficult Caterina. There are numerous suitors for the mild-mannered Bianca, but Baptista declares that no one can marry her until the contentious Caterina is married first. Cue the arrival of the chauvinistic Petruchio, who has traveled from Padua looking for a wealthy wife, and decides, surprise, surprise, to pursue Caterina, despite her reputation for being a shrew. I suppose half of her father's lands in the dowry might have had a small influence on his decision. In a heated exchange of words and blows, Petruchio tells Kate that he will marry her because he was born to tame her. Kate is not at all pleased with this, and after his departure, she rages at this arrangement.
Why, how now, daughter Catherine, in your dumps?
Call you me daughter. Now I promise you, you have showed a tender fatherly regard to wish me wed to one half lunatic, a madcap ruffian and a swearing jack that thinks with oaths to face the matter out.
Father, 'tis thus.
Uncle Will's word has become not only ubiquitous, but most of the time linked with the noun antics, especially when used to describe the actions of a character in a zany, another one of Will's words, by the way, sitcom, rom-com, or latest outrageous TikTok video in a desperate search of clicks, those madcap soul sacrifices to the algorithm gods. But there are many more examples that we will explore in this series, like lackluster, a varied and unreal wormhole, language in a state of unmitigated undress, to name but a few. A plethorological linguacopia of mouth musings, if you will. See, Uncle William isn't the only one who can make up wordy things. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by a generous donation from the Cowie Family Fund. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.